Communication was a key point missed in scoping the project. If either Joe or Bridget had consulted their specialist and had them perform an initial investigation of the site, they may have had a chance to spot some unique wetlands that an untrained eye might have missed. This could have been done using site photos as well. The pictures could have been used at the scoping review meeting by Joe to show the others the detail of the site without having to drive to a remote location. Bridget should have had her specialist visit the site or take pictures for the specialist to review to be sure they knew all the wetlands impacts that the project could have. Once the project was won and before the negotiation process, the consultant team with CDOT staff should have taken the time to visit the project area to assure that the involved parties understood the proposed improvements. Early and often coordination and communication could have remedied some of the situation. Although the scope change is justified, wetlands impacts could have been identified earlier, and efforts could have been included in the negotiation process. A reasonable schedule could have been implemented that accounted for the extra time needed to design a mitigation site and do the necessary work for the additional right-of-way take.